This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. I got rid of the Monday hex, and it came back on Tuesday. But anyway, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Have we got the Arbeless boys? Okay, well, here's what we're going to be doing with the Arbeless guys. We're going to be giving you out a phone number four times this hour, and this is going to be a general phone number to Congress. And you need to call your respective Congress critters, because we're going to try to blitz and get some movement on some pro-Second Amendment legislation. We're also going to talk about the Second Amendment Guarantee Act and some other things. Roger doesn't particularly like it. I'm going to ask a couple of questions about that. I'm not really in love with it myself. But at the same time, I look at that as a first move anyway. And I'm told now we're joined by Roger. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, Roger. How's it going?
Hi, Bill.
I'm sure it's morning somewhere on the globe.
Not quite here. Early
not
evening,
quite here.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Same day.
Same day. Different stuff. I know Stephen has got the phone number, so...
yeah, he's...
Or do you? Do you have the phone number?
Do I have the phone number?
Yeah, do you have the phone number?
Your phone number?
No, okay. Stephen wants us to give out the Congress phone number, the Congress switchboard number, tonight a few times.
Oh, no,
as we're
I don't
going to...
have it. Steve, I believe, has it.
Okay. Well, we'll bring Stephen on when we get Stephen on. Let's kick off. Let's talk about the Second Amendment Guarantee Act that you don't like. Tell me why this is not a decent step, as flawed as it is.
Well, the problem with this bill, as stated, is that it's very vague. It basically modifies one particular section of Title 18, Section 927, that appears to be a preemption clause, or actually appears to be more of an anti-preemption clause. And what the preemption means is that a given jurisdiction or governmental body precludes, let's say, a lesser governmental body from enacting laws or rules or regulations regarding a particular item. And in this case, basically, Section 927 of Title 18 of the United States Code says that states have a free hand to regulate firearms unless the particular regulation conflicts with or cannot be reconciled with federal law. And there's very little in federal law, even though Title 18 is very extensive and says quite a bit about regulations of firearms and things like that, but more in a general way, except for machine guns, short-barreled rifles and shotguns, and destructive devices. But it really doesn't indicate that, apart from those, that it's preempting anything. So states have a free hand. At any rate, Congressman Collins thought that we should make it more clearer that the federal government will restrict states from enacting regulations that do conflict with federal law. The problem is that, again, there's nothing in his particular modification, even though it's a bit longer, that sets forth that there would be anything that states like New York or California or Hawaii do that would conflict with federal law. It simply says that, well, any state law that that is inconsistent with federal law is going to be null and void. So that's one of the major problems with what I see. The other one is there's no obligatory or there's a term that we use, a helping verb, shall. We don't see that where states shall not regulate firearms. There's that permissive weakened state. So it doesn't really do much. What we want to do, and what
I ask you a question about that, as far as why it doesn't do much? Is this because these lawmakers? And I have long asserted this, but is this because these lawmakers who purport to support the Second Amendment don't know anything about it? Is that? I mean, that may seem like a very broad statement.
Yes, that would definitely be true with the anti-gun people. In fact, because their laws tend to be vague anyway. Just as the New York Safe Act has a lot of ambiguity in it, they see that as a good thing. So they want to keep the people that wish to exercise the Second Amendment off guard. But I would say that Congressman Collins, I wouldn't put him in that boat. I think he knows quite a bit about firearms and about the Second Amendment, and quite likely, he didn't draft the bill himself. He had others do it for him. I don't know who that might be. But the party that did, my guess is that that party deliberately avoided making the bills as clear and categorical as it might have done, and he or she may have done that deliberately to help it move along, assuming that this thing would move along anyway. But I don't see that as a positive way to go. My feeling is if you're going to do something, you don't do it half-assed, if I can change that expression. You do it to explain exactly what you intend to accomplish. And today I've been working all day, as a matter of fact, on doing just that, attempting to fix this thing up, and keeping in mind what it was that Congressman Collins was really concerned about. Because let's face it, what the New York Safe Act, it's a lengthy act, but the guts of it really is to prohibit the average law-abiding citizen from owning and possessing a certain category of firearms, and those firearms are those that are defined as assault weapons. Now, what the first thing I would do is take that expression assault weapon, which is not a military term of art, it's not used in the industry, and call it for what it is, a legal fiction. It's a legal fiction that was created by these anti-gun people with one objective in mind, to have a container, an easy barrel, as it were, to put in all those firearms that they don't want people to have possession of. And the vast majority of those that are called assault weapons, as we know, are semi-automatic in operation. Now,
well, I'll tell you what, hold right there. Hold right there. Real quick, Stephen, give out the phone number that you want to give out.
Okay, guys. The phone number for you to call is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. I'll repeat that throughout the program. It's fast. It's easy. I did it today. It works. And you must do it. All you do is call that number. A recording asks you, do you want to speak to your senator or congressperson? And they'll ask you for a zip code. And before you know it, you're on the phone. That's the number to call, 202-225-3121. And, Bill, I'd like to say something after the break.
That's fine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. A design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Tonight, the mission is to motivate you while at the same time giving you somewhere to go with that motivation and try to get some people moving in a certain direction. Joined tonight by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAndrea and Roger Katz. Stephen, you wanted to say something prior to when we came back, what was it you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, let me let everybody know. I know for a fact that Congressman Chris Collins is a congressman. I know that he represents a constituency upstate New York, which comprises a county or two or three. And for those that are slightly familiar with the Arbeliss Quarles series of articles on Road Trip with a Gun, where we talk about the gruesome process and the burdens and expensive process a person needs to do when they want to carry concealed in more than one state. What I don't know is that Congressman Collins may actually have a concealed carry permit in one of New York State's counties, perhaps the county in which he resides, or one of the counties that he represents as a congressman. And I heard through the grapevine that perhaps one of the reasons why he sponsored this bill is because he was angry that his county license does not allow him to carry in New York City. Again, the Road Trip with a Gun talks about Mr. Wright. Mr. Wright got a county license because he lived in Nassau County, but that didn't allow him to carry his gun in New York City. So he had to get the very difficult to get New York City carry, which allows the individual to carry in all counties. So we have a lot to learn about Congressman Collins, and we have a lot to learn about how to improve this bill. But I'd like to look at this as a glass of wine. The glass should be half full, not half empty. And I'd like to give the congressman the same benefit of thought that I give to police officers who don't get up in the morning and want to shoot someone. They want to do a good job. Or anyone in life. No one is, I'd like to look at things positively. I'd like to, and I hope to find out that this congressman sponsored this bill for a good intention. And if it's lacking proper language, clear direction, which Roger found out immediately when I called him up and I told him about this, he immediately researched it. We'd like to work with the congressman. And to that, I'd like to say that I called the congressman's office upstate when the Washington office didn't have anyone answering. And I spoke with a very lovely young lady who was manning the phones at the office. And I told her that we are familiar, we're familiarizing ourselves with this this bill, the Second Amendment Guarantee Act. AKA SAGA, S-A-G-A, and officially it's known as House Rule 3576. That's what you have to make reference to when you call that number, that 202-225-3121. House Rule 3576. That's what SAGA is. So I said we would really like to get in touch with the congressman. We'd like to send the congressman the link to our first article, which was guarantee the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, a good start, but not a finished product. And she referred me to a young lady that is his communications director. So I got off an email, and I sent the link to make it convenient, and that's what happened. I waited, and I waited, and I waited. I said, okay, it's holiday weekend coming along. Now, today, I called the congressman's Washington, D.C. office, and I got another lovely young lady, and she listened to me, and I explained the urgency of us reaching the congressman, because Roger and I would very much like to talk with him, or a senior member of his staff, at least, about our concerns about the flaws in the bill. But at the same time, we don't want to criticize him and tear him apart. We don't know his true intentions yet. We haven't had a chance to talk. And what we do know is that the bill is not really a good bill, and that's why we wrote the second article, the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, saga, is it really all it's cracked up to be? No. We know it's not. So I explained that we're going to be writing a series of articles. I explained that we got posted on Ammoland Shooting Sports News. I explained to this young lady that we will be talking about it tonight on Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady. And it's a syndicated radio show. And I said, you know what, we're going to be on this like a fly on you know what. So let's work together. We're reaching out to you guys to talk with you, to communicate. And let's have a communication. Because I am hoping that if with Roger's help and good communication on our part, as well as I spoke with Freddie from Ammoland this morning, and I spoke with John at the Seneca Sporting Range, and we have a concerted effort. If we work together with Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment groups, and grassroots organizations, I spoke to a guy named Chris today who heads an organization in New York that wants to defeat the SAFE Act, tear it apart, make it history. If we work together, we can actually do this. That's what I would like to add to this conversation. But when it comes to the bill itself, and as a lawyer, there is no one that I know better than Roger to be able to find out the loopholes in this bill, the flaws, the cracks, and to perfect them. So we want to let this congressman know we are not your enemy. You do not have to watch your back. But you know what? We are not going to take anything less than what can be the most perfect bill possible, because the language must be absolutely clear. It cannot have any flaws. It cannot let any judge misinterpret it. It cannot. The intention has to be absolutely clear, and only then will it be able to get out of committee and pass muster, because this is the bill, I think, that could do away with the SAFE Act and pave the path to national carry reciprocity.
Well, real quick, give out that phone number a few more times to everybody to help them.
202-225-3121. That's pretty easy to remember. 202-225-3121. You call it, you get a recording, it says, do you want to contact your senator? You press 1. You want to contact your congressperson? You press 2. Well, what is your zip code? You tell them the zip code. Guess what? You're on the phone.
That's
what do you want? You want H.R. 3576 to be rewritten and out of committee and passed ASAP.
Or we'll hunt you down and kill you. Not that part. Let's put that in it. Let's not do that. We'll be right back. Guys from the Arbor Squirrel, they're here with me this evening. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Tonight we're trying to get you to pick up the phone this weekend, this week, and start calling Congress critters, because they apparently need some sort of motivation to move the chains up and down the field. And quite frankly, that self-motivation, I'm getting sort of tired of waiting on it. So tonight, from Arbalest Quarrel, to help out with this chore, is Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Now, okay, so the SAGA bill is not good, and it needs to be rewritten. Should we be looking at that, or should we be moving on national reciprocity, the hearing protection, all this other stuff that's also sitting there, not really going anywhere?
Well, Bill, I think one way to look at this is that the two bills, Collins' bill and the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity bills, go hand in hand. And quite frankly, if we are able to draft a coherent, clear bill for Congressman Collins, that will kill two birds with one stone. I do want to make one point, though, that may be in the back of the mind of quite a few of your listeners. And it has to do with a few comments that I have received, taking a look at the articles that we have put on Collins' bill on Amaran. And a few readers have pointed out that, look, we have the Second Amendment. Why do we need any of these state statutes at all? And that's a very good question, a very good a point that is made. And the reason why, of course, is that we have all these anti-gun statutes that have been whittling away at the Second Amendment, and we're probably going to see the same with the First Amendment as well. And it raises an issue that I've been giving quite a bit of thought to regarding the Bill of Rights generally. And that has to do with the fact that, as I see it, the rights that exist in the Bill of Rights are absolute. And I think most of your listeners would probably agree with that. And because if you look at the language, just take a look at the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state or the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We have the justification clause, a dependent clause qualifying the main point, but there's no qualification on the right itself. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That indicates that the right is absolute. All right? Now, when we start hearing in law and in politics that, well, no right is absolute, what we're really hearing is that, well, state and federal governments have decided that they're going to create parameters around absolute rights. And then you have the courts that say the same thing when they uphold these laws. They say that, well, no law is absolute. And that raises a point that James Madison had indicated over 150 years ago. The idea that we should be very careful and take alarm at any experiment on our liberty. And we see that. And what happens is we become comfortable with it, or at least a lot of people do. The more and more restrictive gun legislation we see, the more and more that we will tend to see. And then we get to the slippery slope. Now, why we have anything like the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity Bills or Collins Bill is for the very fact that it's a pushback against the federal and state legislation that have created these arbitrary, artificial parameters around absolute rights. So we have to deal with that. If that's something that I'd like to deal with, that I'd have to deal with, but for the fact that we have these anti-gun laws, and we have to deal with them. Now, what I would do, and one of the first things I want to do with Collins' bill is to do away with this very fiction called an assault weapon and actually write in law that there is no such thing, and also define in legislation in Section 922, actually it would be in 5843, 45, I believe. It would be in the IRS code, where the various types of weaponry are defined, destructive devices, machine guns, and we can also define semi-automatic weapons. And what I want to put in there, because I think whatever Congressman Collins' bill attempts to do, what he wants to do away with is this notion that the average law-abiding citizen is not permitted to possess any firearms that are defined as assault weapons. And those are going to be, for the most part, automatic weapons. So they do include, as we see in the New York State Act, a particular category for shotguns, what they refer to as revolving shotguns. Those aren't semi-automatic in affirmation, obviously, but it's defined as
Roger, let me interject here. But as you well know, and as we have written in previous articles, an assault weapon, as they define an assault weapon, can be anything. They could tomorrow call a revolver an assault weapon, and it's an assault weapon. So,
well, that's true.
So these are the dangers, and again, anyone truly and sincerely interested in really learning more about this, because this is a threat no matter where you live, no matter what state you're in. The New York Safe Act is just a model for federal legislation, just the way a Feinstein's act in California. And this Collins bill is an important bill. So in answer to your question, how do we know it's important? And Roger, I'm not going to cut in and have you lose your train of thought because it is complex. But those of you who cook or bake, and it's, I don't care if you're guys or girls. I mean, I love to cook and bake with my wife. There's an instrument in the kitchen called a funnel. And you know what a funnel is. In fact, well, actually, even if you're an auto mechanic, you when you put oil in your car, it looks like that. It's a funnel. It's got a big top, a large circumference on the top. It's made out of some kind of metal, and when it reaches the bottom, it pours out very simply. This is a very complex issue. It is. But what we have to do is take that funnel and put all the stuff in it, in the top, and let it come out and try and simplify it. The most important thing we need to do, Bill, and all you guys listening tonight, is what we've all been saying all along. We need your input. We need to communicate. We need to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this issue? It's great to hear that, oh, it's the Second Amendment and they could take it or shove it. You know what? No. Because if you're a doctor, if you're a professional, if you have a business, if you're a law-abiding person, and your state has a law that doesn't allow you to carry or allows you to carry in a certain way or doesn't allow you to do this or do that or there's a school-free zone or you can't go into a park with your gun or anything, you're not going to not obey the law because then, one, you're not a law-abiding citizen. Two, you're going to probably get arrested.
We got 15 seconds. Give out that number again.
All right, the number to call is 202-225-3121, and it's HR 3576. Let's get rolling. We want to talk about it.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Opening the show with, or speaking this hour, with Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrelli from ArborlessQuarrel.com. We're discussing what we're trying to do, what we want to see. We want you to start calling your congressman. I guess we'll hammer on that for the next little bit as we go along, and I'll make sure that the phone number to call is in the show notes. How do we want to end this, fellas? What's the takeaway from this that we need to leave everybody with?
Well, you know what, Roger, let me just say something quickly and let you elaborate further. The way I see this, Bill, your show is a national show, national program. So there are listeners from states from east to west, north to south. And everybody's got their own mindset. A lot, and we go to the NRA conventions, we go to various pro-gun organization conventions. I've spoken at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago. We meet people all over the country, and we really all have the same goals in mind. We want to be able to have the choice to possess and carry our guns for legitimate reasons. And the most important reason that I hear of, is, of course, is self-defense. But there are a lot of millennials, believe it or not. Mark Chestnut came out with an article in this issue of this month's issue of America's First Freedom that they want guns to go target shooting and recreational shooting. You have target shooters. You have hunters. The Seneca Sporting Range, for example, is going to be giving a hunter safety course and a pro-gun rally, which we'll talk about maybe on the next few shows and promote Enamel Land and on Arbalist. So you have people that want to go hunting, and they need their guns. I know when I used to hunt every year, I would always have my handgun as a backup gun to my .30-06. There are people that like to shoot competitively. I mean, the United States shooting Olympic team, et cetera. So what I would like to impress upon everyone listening tonight, no matter where you live, don't have the attitude that, you know, the hell with New York. This is a New York congressman. This is a bill. It sounds like it's a New York bill. No, it's not a New York bill. It's federal legislation. It's a congressman from New York that really wants to do away with, I hope, the New York Safe Act, which could affect you. And what I think my message should be is, you know what, learn more about this SAGA bill, all right? And the way to do that is something interesting that I did. Learn how it could affect you in the state in which you reside and the states in which you travel to and from, and learn how it can actually pave the way to national carry reciprocity, which I think is the ultimate goal of everyone that wants to maintain our constitutional right to carry a gun. And so what I did, and I, you know, you guys know, I'm the least technically advanced guy when it comes to, I just learned how to text recently. I went on Google, and I simply typed in Second Amendment Guarantee Act. And I clicked it on, and what came up under the top stories, under the top Google rankings, the Obelisk articles, the Ameland articles, and our reference to Lock and Load Radio, right there with visual images, and wow. So this is a top story. And it's, I'm sure that even though the congressman's communications director did not call me back yet, that they know what's happening, and they know that anyone that wants to learn more about this Second Amendment Guarantee Act, a.k.a. SAGA, officially H.R. 3576, it's on Google, and it's right at the top. So that's all you have to do, folks. I'm going to let Roger and Bill finale the show. I'm not going away, but what am I going to do? Ask you to call 202 area code 225-3121 and tell your congressman you want him to look into 3576 and you want him to get back to you on his thoughts on it because you're very concerned.
Roger.
I'm done. All right. Okay. Let me add something to what Stephen had talked about earlier about these assault weapons. The fact of the matter is, as we all know, the anti-gun movement wants to do away with the Second Amendment. And they, as we can see with Charlottesville and the problems that have been having in the various college campuses, they want to curtail the First Amendment as well. So essentially, our Bill of Rights with the first two amendments are under siege. And especially as we see rebellion in the air, especially with this group Antifa, which is essentially made up of Marxists and anarchists, they want to tear down everything, and they're attacking people left and right who may be marching contrary to their personal beliefs and then attacking them. And ultimately, the only way an individual is going to defend themselves effectively is with a firearm. And what we have to be mindful of and be concerned about is that we're forced now to look at the federal government to establish once and for all the ascendancy and the permanence and the supremacy of the Second Amendment. I'm not going to be looking for national ID cards or a national ID to carry a firearm. That's the worst thing in the world because that would be simply an invitation to registration, confiscation, basically a big brother watching it. But there are ways, and I am working on this, to have one all-inclusive bill that we can enact that once and for all will indicate and be clear to everyone's mind that the Second Amendment is not to be toyed with, and that consistent with the framers' intention, the average law-abiding citizen should not be constrained in his choice of firearms and his ability to possess, own them, and have all rights in their use as he would an automobile or his home or any other physical possession that he or she might own. And so we are forced to look at the problem that has been thrust on us by the anti-gunners, to look to federal to the federal government, but in a way that we do not posit restrictions on our right to keep and bear arms, but basically as a an assertion of that right, of the supremacy of that right. And that, too, will go a long way to explain to the internationalists who are, I'm sure, working together with people like Michael Bloomberg and George Soros and the United Nations to attack our Bill of Rights and primarily and principally the Second Amendment, make it very clear to them that the Second Amendment, our Bill of Rights, is not going away, and that our nation state will remain a sovereign, independent nation state, not to be subordinated to the EU or to any other arbitrary, artificial construct that some would like to foist on us. And so I'm going to be posting, hopefully tonight, but definitely tomorrow, as we continue putting pressure, hopefully, on getting some traction and movement on pro-Second Amendment bills.
Well, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. So one more time, give out that phone number.
202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Learn about these bills. Go on Google. Go on Obelisk. Go on Amoland. Talk with Bill Brady. Email Bill Brady. Let's get this dialogue going. It's called the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, a.k.a. SAGA, officially H.R. 3576. But don't be stupid. Know what you're talking
about. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.